Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny today and a high nearing 39. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 16. Sunshine returning on Tuesday and a high nearing 49. Wind staying fairly gusty out of the west between 5 and 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 28 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement authorities are investigating an alleged domestic battery and have made an arrest. Just before 7 a.m. Friday morning, police were dispatched to the 5900 block of Southwest Huntoon on a report of a fight inside of a vehicle that had pulled into a lot of a business. Police determined that the fight was a result of a domestic dispute. Both parties at the scene had minor injuries and refused medical treatment. Officers arrested Jeffrey Parsons, 52, of Topeka, and transported him to Shawnee County Department of Corrections. Authorities say two men have died in wildfires that erupted across Kansas earlier this week. Leota officials say 84-year-old rancher and farmer Richard Shemanek died at a hospital after being burned while trying to fight a fire near his home on Wednesday. And the Ellis County Sheriff's Office says the remains of 36-year-old Derek Scott Kelly were found near his burned truck. They are the first confirmed fatalities from fires that erupted Wednesday in western and central Kansas. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
On select models with approved credits, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
An increase in COVID-19 cases has hospitals in Kansas and Missouri delaying surgeries, turning away transfers, holding patients in emergency rooms while they wait for beds to open up, and desperately trying to hire traveling nurses. Dr. Steven Stites, chief medical officer for the University of Kansas Health System in Kansas City, Kansas, said in a news conference with hospitals throughout the region that he is particularly alarmed that the surge is coming even before the Omicron variant hits the region in full force. In Merriam, Kansas, the number of COVID-19 patients with active infections at Advent Health Shawnee Mission tripled from 12 in mid-November to 37 as of Thursday. A fire that destroyed a mobile home Sunday afternoon in southwest Emporia has been ruled accidental. No injuries were reported in the blaze, which was reported around 3 p.m. at 2640 Recency Drive. According to officials, one person was home at the time of the blaze, but was able to get outside safely. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska has held one of the nation's lowest unemployment rates for years, with fewer than 2 million people and plenty of jobs to go around. That rate has hit new lows thanks to the coronavirus pandemic, with the state announcing the lowest ever recorded unemployment of 1.8% in November. Now Governor Pete Ricketts, who frequently expounds on the value of work, is confronting an intriguing question. Can a governor nudge the few citizens who are unemployed back to work, even if they apparently aren't eager or able to do so? Ricketts has taken steps to prod people to work, although in some cases, the unemployed are caring for relatives or concerned about the pandemic. A new analysis has found that Nebraska could save money and keep the state's most troubled youths closer to home by starting a state-run adolescent psychiatric facility. The Omaha World Herald reports that the analysis was presented to the legislature's Youth Rehabilitation and Treatment Special Oversight Committee on Friday. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Public Works Administrator advised Marshall County Commissioners last week that the recycling trailer has been moved from west of town to the Habitat for Humanity thrift shop due to the fact that west of town there was a considerable amount of trash being blown around. The meeting otherwise was mostly routine business. As a reminder, the Marshall County Courthouse will be closed to the public all day Friday, December 31st for year-end balancing. Employees will be working, but the building will be locked. The courthouse will be closed all day Monday, January 3rd for New Year's. Washington County Commissioners rejected bids for corrugated steel pipe for culverts amounting to $527,000, well over double the price paid a year ago. A week later, commissioners opted to buy only the amount immediately needed at a cost of $221,000 and not buy extra stock. Consideration was given for flat rail cars that could be accommodated for low water crossings in lieu of culverts. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Senior Services Public Transit Administrative Assistant Marie Weaver accepted an offer as interim director of the agency until a new permanent director is hired. She'll be compensated an additional $250 per month and will replace Diane Youngins, who resigned earlier this month. A second man was sentenced Tuesday of last week in the death of Donald McLaughlin of Vermilion, who died when his house was set afire. Jefferson Goad was sentenced to 23 years in prison after he had pled guilty to a plea agreement for second-degree murder. Time will be served consecutively for additional charges of aggravated robbery and burglary and arson. Jeremy Penix was also sentenced to 25 years in prison without parole in the case. Active COVID cases in Marshall County stood at 52 as of Friday, with 6 hospitalized. Tuesday walk-in vaccination clinics continue at the Marshall County Health Department, with Wednesday walk-ins at Washington County. All 3 vaccines are available with adult and pediatric options. Those seeking booster shots are reminded to bring along a white COVID vaccine card. City crews in Blue Rapids, Frankfort, and Washington will be going around town beginning Monday for pickup of trees and limbs left curbside by residents following the windstorm last week. As a reminder, the Marysville City brush dump site remains open daily from 9 a.m. until dark. A reminder, the first half property taxes are due by the close of business Monday, December 20th. Drop-off payments at the County Treasurer's Office, open 8:30 till 5, online, or call the treasurer's office, or leave payments at the drop box at the Marshall County Courthouse. Christmas vocal music concerts postponed last Wednesday at Marysville and Valley Heights are rescheduled Monday evening. MHS will perform at 6:30 before the 7 through 12 band concert at 7 in the Marysville High School Auditorium, and Valley Heights performance is planned Monday evening at 7 p.m. Shirley A. Argo, age 85, of Liberty, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Mission Creek Cemetery at Liberty. Visitation noon until 7 today at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Shirley Argo. Leonard D. Marshall, age 79, of Salina, passed away Wednesday at the Frankfort Care Home. Funeral services Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leonard Marshall. Peter N. Cascio, age 70, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville Wednesday with a rosary at 9:30. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday 4 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Peter Tascio. John A. Runnebaum, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for John Runnebaum. Barbara K. Trembley, age 82, of Greenleaf, passed away December 13th. Private family services are planned with the Ward Funeral of Washington in charge of arrangements for Barb Trembley. Donald Dodd, age 73, of Lynn, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge for Donald Dodd. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu, hamburger gravy with mashed potatoes, peas, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, turkey and Swiss sandwich, cheeseburger soup, relish plate, cranberry salad, and a cookie. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As the jet stream continues to flatten over our region, we can expect to see continuously warming temperatures. Starting on Monday, many states will see temperatures well above their seasonal average. Typically for December 20th, highs will range in the mid-20s through mid-30s throughout Iowa, the mid-30s through lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 30s and mid-40s throughout Kansas, and the mid-30s through mid-40s throughout Missouri. As the jet stream continues to stay more zonal, we will see some dry conditions. Throughout this week and into the weekend, we can expect to see clear skies and sunshine. As we head into tonight, temperatures will stay fairly cool, with lows ranging in the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Iowa, the upper teens and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the lower 20s throughout Kansas, and the mid through upper 20s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 42, record high on this date 66. The average low 22 and the record low is 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43, sunset this evening at 5:07. 30 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 20th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Tom Brady and the Buccaneers find themselves in an unusual spot on the receiving end of a shutout. Hey, everybody, Brian Clark reporting on sports. For the second time this season, the Saints' defense was a thorn in Tom Brady's side in a Sunday night matchup in Tampa.
Snap to Brady. Saints bring five. Brady rolls to his right now. He throws. That's going to be picked off by Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
The call on WWL, the New Orleans defense grounded the Buccaneers' potent offense with four sacks of Brady and two takeaways. The Saints shut out the Bucs 9-0. It's the first time Brady has been shut out in 255 games going back to 2006. After almost squandering a 14-point lead to the Ravens, the Packers' defense bent but did not break with the game on the line.
Snap to Huntley, rolls right, throws right side of the end zone, and it's incomplete! Incomplete!
On WTMJ, Green Bay's two-point conversion stop helped them hold on for a 31-30 win and clinch their third straight NFC North title. The Lions gave their fans an early Christmas present in a matchup with the NFC's top team.
Second and four. They fake to give to Reynolds. Goff in trouble. Sets and throws downfield. Got a man inside the 10 to the 5. End zone. Touchdown.
On WJRAM, behind 216 yards and three touchdown passes from Jared Goff, Detroit stunned the Arizona Cardinals 30-12 for their second win of the season. In the NBA, DeMar DeRozan and the Bulls got back on track following a nearly two-week pause for COVID-19.
DeMar, top side three, got it! Big-time shot, they're going to call it a long two.
On WSCR, DeRozan led all scorers with 38 points in his first game back from the NBA's health and safety protocols. The Bulls knocked off the Lakers 115-111, snapping a two-game skid. A Sunday charge by Tiger Woods and his son Charlie fell just short at the PNC Pro-Am Championship. Team Woods finished second behind John Daly and his son. Their combined final round 57 carried them to the title. Brian Clark, ABC.
Monday night basketball tip-offs. Hanover entertains Diller O'Dell live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Southern's at Weeping Water.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Agriculture organizations coming together, collaborating with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, coordinating resources and donations following the devastating wildfires and high winds that took place last week. Farm Bureau President Rich Feltz says Farm Bureau members in Kansas are willing and eager to help their fellow farmers and ranchers in need. One of the best sources for those wishing to help with hay and other supplies is the resource page at the Kansas Department of Agriculture. That is agriculture.ks.gov, and find the Kansas Recovery Resources page. And the Kansas Livestock Association has created a relief fund for people who wish to make monetary donations. 100% of the money collected will be distributed to affected producers, and a membership to KLA not required to receive those funds. You can find that at kla.org. The Kansas Forest Service estimate fires burned over 400,000 acres in the state last week on December 15th. The largest fire charred approximately 365,000 acres in Russell, Ellis, Rooks, and Osborne counties. Dubbed the four-county fire, the wind not only fueled the blaze but hampered firefighters in the initial fighting of the flames. State and local officials still determining the impact of the fires. Early reports, though, suggest homes, outbuildings, and livestock all lost in the flames. Also, if you have been impacted, contact your local USDA service center for information on some federal programs and services available for this disaster recovery. Again, find resources or how to help, agriculture.ks.gov. Find Kansas Recovery Resources. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
A full benefits package, including a pension plan, are waiting for you at Farmers Cooperative. There are several openings in the energy sector for delivery, truck technicians, tire warehouse, and more. Must have Class B CDL, hazmat preferred, but not required. You'll join a team that goes out of its way to help you succeed. Get more info by texting JOBS 2021 to 402-946-2211.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, some good news is that demand for U.S. beef in the country of China continues to move at a decent pace, as U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Aaron Borer says that UFB's exports to China are, quote, soaring, but not at the expense of other major markets that are like Korea and Japan here in the nation.
This is where it gets exciting, because China's demand for grain-fed beef is still mostly separate from the large volumes of the lean product, which are still the biggest share of China's imports. But grain-fed is accounting for probably closer to 10% of China's imports. That's up from like 4% last year. And you have the U.S. as essentially the dominant supplier on the grain-fed side.
She goes on to note that China's imports of U.S. beef in 2020 climbed at near $310 million thanks to the implementation of Phase 1 of the U.S.-China trade agreement. That trend tons. She says accelerated in 2021 for this year, pushing close to 200,000 metric tons and $1.6 billion worth of U.S. beef into the country of China.
When we combine China and Hong Kong, we're probably going to see U.S. exports reach $2 billion this year. And so that China-Hong Kong market joins Japan and Korea in a $2 billion club. That puts total U.S. beef exports right close to that $10 billion mark. So we're not taking product away from our other major customers, and that is definitely important.
China is a major market, and she says that we could be exporting more meat to them, as right now less than 3% of our U.S. exports are bound for China, and there's definitely room for improvement there. While Brazil figures that near 16% of their exports go to China, 20% of Argentina goes to China, and near 40% of New Zealand's total exports are shipped out to the country of China. Boris says that stat can either indicate the lack of dependency on China, which may be a good thing, or room for potential growth for the U.S. beef export industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks, Beatra 77 Livestock. Hey, Merry Christmas to all on a Monday. We do have a sale here at Beatrice today. We'll be firing away at 10 o'clock. Our sale days will be regular through the holidays, but certainly as we approach Christmas, have a great, great holiday season, and we say thanks for the business. At a 10 o'clock start here this morning, certainly will be a small sale today. December 27th will be our next sale with a great run of feeder cattle. So if you want to merchandise some cattle here before the end of the year, certainly give us a call for December 27th. Here today, we find the markets at a 138 cash, a 218 on the carcass. As we head into those holiday weekends, folks, it is tough on the markets. And it looks like the market just softened up because of the numbers that required to meet the maximum or the minimums in regards to the employees and the days off. So that is the market, so 138 and a 218. Well, at 12 o'clock noon here today, we will get into the hay sale. Hey, we've got that good Kansas Prairie, 170 bales on the prairie, 50 on the brome. There's 60 wire-tied straw. The balance is twine-tied, and there's 208 bales of straw there. We do have 20 square bales of oat straw. In the big round alfalfa, there is 12 second and third cut that weigh 1735. Another 12 of second and third cut at weigh 1673. In the round alfalfa, there's 33 bales. They're fourth cutting. And the round gamma grass, there is 16 bales. There is 11 round bales of brome that will fire away at 12 o'clock noon. Now, we do want to remind you about the bred cow and bred heifer sale. The next one will be January 13th. That's 11 o'clock on a Thursday. So write her down. Really, really good heifers, bred cows. There are several dispersals on the bred cows. So January 13th at 11. Here today, we do have 9 pretty darn good bred cows. Guys, they're going to be black and reds. They're going to be 5 and 6-year-olds. They've already been pregged over the weekend. They're bred to Red Angus. They're going to be bred 4 to 7 months on a good set of 5 and 6-year-olds at 9 head total. In the feeder cattle, it's going to be very small. There's going to be about 12 to 15 head of singles. And the groups, I got 2 groups, one out of Crete at 8 red steer and heifer, 60-day wean and a spring back. They're going to be 575 to 650. Out of Valparaiso, 13 black and red steer and heifer, 60-day wean and a 30-day vac at 475 to 575. We'll sell those bred cows at 12 noon. Walk right into the feeder cattle guys, and again, it will be a short day. And we say Merry Christmas from Beatra 77 Livestock. Give us a call, Tanya Riccardini at 223-3571. And as the saying goes, you know you can certainly log on for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
Got a pet that seems down in the dumps? It could be that your furry pal has a case of the winter blahs. We'll look at some symptoms today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 20th, the 354th day of the year. The Louisiana Purchase was finalized on this day in 1803, and actor Jonah Hill is celebrating a birthday. Do pets get the winter blahs like people? Here are some possible symptoms. A pet that becomes unusually aggressive or lethargic. Inappropriate pottying, and in extreme cases, loss of hair. What's the cure? First, have your vet rule out any underlying medical issues. Then you might try what helps people with seasonal affective disorder, light therapy. Researchers say artificial sunlight seems to help animals as well as humans. We have similar hormones in our chemistry, so it makes sense that our pets could be affected by similar biological rhythms. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KUDY, 30 degrees ahead of sunrise, highs around 40 on tap today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Remy Martin hit a three-pointer with 1 minute to go to extend a three-point lead and help number 7 Kansas over Stephen F. Austin 80-72 on Saturday night in Lawrence. The Jayhawks, who are now 9-1, led 73-70 before Martin buried the three from the top of the key. Christian Brown scored a game-high 21 points. Ochai Agbaje had 18. Martin contributed 15, and Jalen Wilson scored 10. Up next, Kansas visits former Big 12 foe Colorado on Tuesday. Nigel Pack scored 15 points, grabbed 8 rebounds, and dished 5 assists, sparking Kansas State to a 67-58 win over former Big 8, Big 6 opponent, Nebraska. Up next, K-State will make a quick turnaround and play host to McNeese State at 7 p.m. on Tuesday night at Bramlage Coliseum. The game will air on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball action. In girls' play, Marysville took Chapman 45-30. Concordia beat Abilene 39-36. And Wamego down Clay Center 38-28. Twin Valley girls, Lynn over Axtell 67-48. Centralia took Washington County 49-4. Valley Heights down Donova West 53-36. In boys' play, it was Donova West over Valley Heights 56-53. Hanover beat Onega 57-31. Axtell took Lynn 64-45. Centralia beat Washington County 48-33. Concordia boys top Abilene 53-50. And Wamego took Clay Center 64-51.
Only one basketball game tonight after the boys game was canceled due to COVID reasons. And your Lady Bulldogs get back to 500 following a 45-30 victory over the Chapman Fighting Irish, with Lainey Schaefer leading the way for Marysville with 4 three-pointers on her way to a team and game-high 14 points. Madison Runnabaum with the second-team-high 13. And then on the side of Chapman, it was Maya Kirkpatrick with 10 in the loss. Marysville defeating Chapman in Friday night action, 45-30. I'm Paxton Gordon with KNDY.
Monday night basketball tip-offs. Hanover entertains Diller O'Dell live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Southern's at Weeping Water.
KNDY.
can't seem to let go, girl. So I'm coming over, running every red light. To hell with the closure, save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer, I'm coming. Time. Trying to.